The federal judge has agreed to let Timothy McVeigh waive all appeals to spare his life and set an early execution date. McVeigh was sentenced to death 3 years ago for the bombing of a federal building in Oklahoma City. The blast killed 168 people and injured more than 500. Even though the judge agreed to McVeigh's request, he gave him one last opportunity to change his mind. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Timothy McVeigh made his case for an early execution date via closed-circuit television from a federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana, where he's on death row. U.S. District Court Judge Richard Mage, who presided over the case from a Denver courtroom, asked McVeigh a series of questions, trying to establish whether he knew his rights and understood the consequences of his request. About 100 spectators in the courtroom watched as McVeigh quickly responded to each question. McVeigh said he had researched ending the appeals process and was under no duress in reaching his decision. Later, prosecutor Sean Connolly said the judge was satisfied and granted McVeigh his wish.
It's clear from the discussion between Judge Mage and Timothy McVeigh that the decision was a knowing decision of Timothy McVeigh, was a voluntary decision of his, and was a competent decision, that he was competent to make it and that he fully understood the consequences of a decision and the ramifications of his decision.
Even though he felt McVeigh was competent, Judge Mage gave him some time to consider how important his request was. He told McVeigh he would give him until January 11th to change his mind and file further appeals. Judge Mage said if he didn't receive an appeal by then, the Bureau of Prisons would set a date for McVeigh to die by lethal injection. Jonathan Turley is a law professor at George Washington University. He says it was prudent of Judge Mage to leave the door open a bit for McVeigh.
Chief Judge Mage clearly wanted to make this decision very concrete and real for McVeigh, no longer some abstraction, some defiant, independent stand. He wanted McVeigh to think of a date certain at which he will have to either change his mind or live, or in this case, die with the consequences.
McVeigh hasn't said why he wants to waive all his appeals and speed up his execution. But even as he pushes ahead with that decision, McVeigh makes it clear he would accept an offer of clemency from the president. McVeigh's attorney, Dennis Hartley, says even without clemency, his client still has viable issues that he could bring up on appeal. But Hartley says he will abide by McVeigh's decision.
I've just explained the options to him. I advise against it. I will continue to advise against it. But I don't imagine he'll change his mind, and I don't think anybody's going to try to persuade him to change his mind.
If McVeigh does not file any further appeals, he could be the first person to be executed by the federal government in almost four decades, adding yet another layer of notoriety for the man who committed the deadliest act of terrorism on U.S. soil.